just in. SEC Chair Gary Gensler pivots agency's attention to AI. We can get to crypto later. The SEC chair called AI the most transformative technology of this generation and stressed the need to prepare for its influence on financial markets. Wow, how did we go from this?
Hucksters, fraudsters, scam artists, Ponzi schemes.
To we can get to crypto later. Is it because Gensler is on a crusade to protect and defend retail investors like you and I? Or is it because last month a federal judge in the SEC lawsuits against Ripple and Terraform said he overstepped his authority by trying to regulate the sector? Or is it because the largest asset manager in the world, BlackRock, is now bullish on crypto? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Either way, the SEC now looking the other way, and in light of Ripple winning a battle in the ongoing war versus the SEC, Coinbase asked U.S. federal judge to dismiss SEC's lawsuit. Coinbase leaned on the recent Ripple matter in Friday's filing, noting the SEC's lawsuit hinges on the type of transactions that the judge deemed outside of the regulator's jurisdiction. Nice. So while Gensler puts crypto on the back burner and instead embarks on a mission to protect us from artificial intelligence and the financial markets, the people U.S. regulatory agencies claim to fight for, us Americans are battling banks after accounts are frozen, access to hard-earned cash is denied. According to a new report from CBS News, a rash of banking customers are reaching out and detailing months and sometimes years-long battles to gain access to their own money. Once the major news outlet gets involved and begins to report on a particular claim, the dispute is often instantly resolved. Crazy how these banks and big corporations only care about the people who give them money when they are put on blast in the media. And if frozen in denial of access to our money, property, and freedom at large by banks isn't alarming enough. Also this week, customers report missing deposits from Wells Fargo bank accounts. Wells Fargo is dealing with a technical issue that has resulted in customers reporting that their direct deposits had disappeared from their bank accounts. On Thursday, a torrent of customers contacted Wells Fargo on Twitter, now officially branded as X, claiming they could not access money that they deposited into the bank. One person tweeted that he had been hit with an overdraft fee after money went missing from his account. Wells Fargo, this is the second largest bank in the US. The bank has also been plagued by scandal in recent years. The company settled with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in December, agreeing to pay customers $2 billion and a record $1.7 billion fine for widespread mismanagement over multiple years that harmed over 16 million consumer accounts. Since then, the bank has also admitted to several other scandals, including in its auto loan business and mortgage business. The bank wrongfully repossessed some borrowers' vehicles, improperly charged fees and interest, and failed to refund certain fees, regulators say. Wells Fargo also improperly denied thousands of mortgage loan modifications, causing some customers to lose their homes in wrongful foreclosures, according to U.S. regulators. People are losing their cars, their homes, their money from lack of access and improper fees and interest that are never refunded, while regulators squabble over whether certain cryptos are securities, and now over AI that can manipulate financial markets. Now, would you rather regulators protect your cars, homes, and actual hard-earned money in your bank accounts, or focus on determining which cryptos are securities and trying and likely failing miserably at preventing AI from manipulating financial markets? Let me know in the comments below. In light of all of this, is it any wonder that $262 billion in deposits, exits, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citi in 1 year as government reveals collapse of another U.S. bank? America's biggest banks are witnessing a contraction of consumer deposits as another regional bank is forced to close its doors. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, says Heartland, Tri-State Bank of Elkhart, Kansas, failed on July 28. The collapse comes as a new report reveals the amount of cash that customers have taken out of the four largest banks in the U.S. So what are people doing with their cash? What is the latest with the U.S. dollar? What is the latest with crypto? Is there a compelling case for Bitcoin to reach $100,000 by the halving in April of 2024? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. Let's take a look at the global news stories and the state of the current macro environment. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Kraken, Masterworks, and Tandrem Wallet. Hit the crypto gym and learn how to use Kraken Pro's latest advanced trading platform to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as an early crypto adopter before the next bull cycle. Diversify your investment portfolio with the time-tested uncorrelated asset class of Fine Art with Masterworks platform, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain. It's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. Tangem is swamped, backed up for a few weeks, so pre-order one to get your spot in line for the next batch of wallets. Scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. This week, the U.S. lost its AAA credit rating, and the White House is just pointing fingers. For the second time in its history, the United States saw its AAA rating on long-term debt downgraded by a credit rating firm. Fitch Ratings said the downgrade of the U.S., which is now rated AA+, reflects the expected fiscal deterioration over the next 3 years, a high and growing general government debt burden, and the erosion of governance relative to AA and AAA rated peers over the last two decades that has manifested in repeated debt limit standoffs and last-minute resolutions. The federal government is now shelling out an unprecedented amount of money to pay interest on its debt, $476 billion in 2022, an increase of 35% from the previous year. The nonpartisan Peter G. Peterson Foundation says Americans are likely to spend $9 trillion in interest on the debt over the next decade, making it perhaps the single largest federal expenditure in the coming years and crowding out other programs. Meanwhile, Democrats are blaming Republicans. Republicans are blaming Democrats. The U.S. Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, is calling the Fitch ratings decision flawed and unwarranted. And all of this is just an example of politicians' highest and best use. Recklessly spending other people's money, our money, recklessly printing more money to give to themselves and their corporate cronies, and then blaming the other parties for problems in one big act of fiction to spin the illusion that the U.S. is a two-party system when it's actually just a one-party system, the business party. Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter. They're all in on it, and they carry on this ruse to keep us distracted, divided, dumb, numb, and poor. Nice. So just to quickly explore why a downgrade in our U.S. government bonds is bad, basically, one of the main ways we pay interest on existing debt is by issuing more debt in the form of bonds. And we are already seeing countries around the world ditch the U.S. dollar. So the last thing the government wants is our credit rating to continue to decline because less countries would choose to buy more government bonds, which we need to pay interest on our current debt. And like we explored in a video a month or so ago, countries had already stopped buying U.S. bonds to the point where the Fed jumped in and started buying bonds. So we are already in this weird Ponzi scheme circle jerk situation where the U.S. Treasury is issuing bonds and the Federal Reserve is one of the main purchasers of the bonds. Absolute insanity, and it's not sustainable. And most people probably don't even know that in June, the national debt hit $32 trillion. If you find this strange because it feels like only yesterday that the national debt was $20 trillion, you can be forgiven. It practically was. It was in 2017 that the national debt hit $20 trillion. You read that correctly. The U.S. government racked up an astonishing $12 trillion in 6 years. Sadly, this spending frenzy will have serious consequences for the future of our children and grandchildren. And other countries see the writing on the wall. As this week, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, BRICS, to settle global trade in local currency, ditching the U.S. dollar. Also this week, the president of Brazil said, quote, "Everyone knows that I defend the idea that we have our own currency to trade between countries. I have said publicly, why does Brazil need the dollar to trade with China? We can do it in our own currency. Why does Brazil need the dollar to trade with Argentina?" And in a few weeks from August 2nd through the 24th, BRICS, along with 20 other countries, are going to a summit in South Africa to discuss ditching the dollar as the global reserve currency. And here's the deal. What's important to understand is that in addition to the fact that almost 80% of all U.S. dollars that currently exist were printed in just the last few years, over 60% of all U.S. dollars in circulation are actually outside of the U.S. around the world. So keeping in mind, the more dollars that exist, the less valuable they are, the less goods and services we can buy with them. Imagine when countries stop using the dollar and all that money outside of the country starts coming back here and exists here domestically. That, in addition to countries dropping the U.S. dollar for trading, could cause a serious hyperinflation problem for us, where U.S. dollars rapidly devalue and everything becomes extremely expensive, especially things that we import, which we import way more than we export. Bearish for the U.S. dollar. while likely bullish for Bitcoin, crypto, and other types of assets that limit our exposure to currency devaluation. And interestingly enough, Bitcoin has been more stable than gold and stocks. Violent price action could ensue. Violent to the downside or upside? Well, there is a case to be made for the possibility of Bitcoin hitting $100,000 before the halving in April of 2024. Let's explore why. KPMG, one of the top four largest accounting firms in the world, acknowledges the positive impacts Bitcoin can have on the environment. And here's why. Bitcoin mining can happen anywhere around the world where there is electricity. So a primary driver of where mining occurs has to do with how much electricity costs. Wherever there is cheap electricity, Bitcoin mining will gravitate to, and right now the cheapest form of energy is called waste energy. Energy that is produced but not consumed. Waste energy is energy that cannot be distributed or cannot be used in a cost-effective manner because it's remote. Things like off-flaring of gas, hydro that exceeds local demand, and other forms of renewable energy that exceed local demand and do not have distribution mechanisms. So whether it's hydroelectric, solar, or wind, all of those forms of energy tend to have a mismatch between where the energy is produced and where it's consumed. And there are situations when energy isn't used, it's wasted. So for example, if Bitcoin miners linked up to a solar panel that is overproducing energy that isn't being used, actually subsidizes solar panels and solar energy. So Bitcoin actually subsidizes renewable energy. In its decentralized nature, where no one person, corporation, government, or entity controls the network, Bitcoin can be an ESG driver. Cool. Let's check out some other bullish news. Bitcoin OG bets surprising sum on Bitcoin hitting $100,000 before the halving. Adam Back has joined a growing roster of market commentators who are bullish on the price of Bitcoin ahead of its next year's halving event. And as we discussed last week, BlackRock is also extremely bullish on Bitcoin, which has a lot of people extremely bullish as well. Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz says Larry Fink's Bitcoin support is game-changing. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink's recent endorsement of Bitcoin is the number one reason to be bullish on the asset right now, according to Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz. The most important thing that happened this year in Bitcoin is Larry Fink, Novogratz said in an interview with Bloomberg last week. The investment manager's support caught investors by surprise last month after BlackRock filed to launch a Bitcoin spot ETF, an investment product yet to hit the U.S. market. And what's interesting to keep in mind as crypto investors is a BlackRock Bitcoin ETF wouldn't be possible without Bitcoin miners. With institutions like BlackRock, Fidelity, and ARK Investments all seeking SEC approval for Bitcoin's ETFs, it's time to thank Bitcoin miners for laying the groundwork for industry expansion. But a spot Bitcoin ETF also raises the uncomfortable prospect of outflows in capital from mining stocks to Wall Street financial products, wherein banks enter a more favorable regulatory climate and benefit enormously from operating expense ratio, OER, fees built into the ETFs. As highlighted in an op-ed for CoinDesk this spring, miners will meanwhile face a lower margin environment with the halving event next year, set to reduce the amount of mineable Bitcoin by 50%. So another interesting thing to keep in mind is that BlackRock is invested in the biggest Bitcoin mining company called Core Scientific to help it survive through a bankruptcy. And just this week, Core Scientific appoints Adam Sullivan as CEO amid restructuring process. The company claims to have seen a boost in liquidity in recent months and is expected to emerge from bankruptcy proceedings by the end of the year. And keeping all of these interesting things in mind, this is why a compelling case exists for a 100K Bitcoin before the halving. Bitcoin miners need Bitcoin price over $98,000 by the halving. To avoid being in the red, publicly listed Bitcoin mining companies will need the Bitcoin price to be at least $98,000 by the 2024 halving. So, do you think BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, and their efforts to launch a spot ETF, their investment in Core Scientific Bitcoin mining company, their recommendation for 84% of investment portfolios to consist of Bitcoin, among other things, could cause some insane price action to the upside where Bitcoin reaches 100K before the halving? Let me know what you think in the comments below. Up, down, or sideways, Bitcoin is inevitable, it's here to stay, and the only way we can truly own and control it is by transferring it off of exchanges to store securely in our own cold storage hardware wallets. Tangent Wallet is the most affordable, easy-to-use cold storage crypto hardware wallet for beginners and experts alike. It looks like a credit card, has the same level of protection used in passports and by NASA. Its source code is open and available to review on GitHub, which is important for full transparency to ensure there are no backdoors built in, and that funds can be accessed if the company shut down for any reason. And instead of a seed phrase, backup copies of the wallet are created on other Tantrum cards that we encrypt with our own unique access codes. Also note, the pricing for this cryptocurrency hardware device is much cheaper and more affordable than other ones, with free shipping and an option to pay in crypto, which is a plus for any beginners just getting started or anyone who is looking to onboard friends and family into crypto with a simple, easy-to-use, secure, self-custody wallet. So scroll down and use links below to access Tantrum's correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Also, if you would like to watch a guide for beginners about what the Bitcoin halving event is and how it has affected the price historically, check out this video. If you would like to have that eureka moment about how Bitcoin works and how it can help us maintain complete control over some of our wealth, check out this video. And to get your very own Tantrum wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.